This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigade, and this is The Rundown. Government mole Danny Solis is testifying in Michael Madigan's corruption trial how the former Illinois House Speaker allegedly shook down developers. As a former Chicago alderperson, Solis had leverage over a proposed West Loop apartment project that needed a zoning change. Madigan leaned on Solis to introduce him to the project's developers to pitch them on hiring his law firm. Solis secretly recorded Madigan. And in one tape, Solis says he's setting up a meeting, and his approval of the project was conditional on the developers hiring the then speaker's firm.
And I think they understand how this works, you know, the quid pro quo.
Yeah.
Okay. So I just want to let you know that I did that, and I'll follow up with you after Thursday.
Very good.
Madigan let the idea of a quid pro quo stand unchallenged. Chicago residents may soon see their electric bills go up, but that might not be because of their actual power usage. The average increase is expected to be $10.50 per month for each ComEd residential customer by the middle of next year. Chicago Sun-Times reporter Brett Chase told WBEZ's Reset about one of the big factors behind the increase.
And there is a huge demand all across, you know, from Chicago all the way to the East Coast. A lot of demand expected for data processing, for AI.
ComEd and other utilities pay in advance to make sure the electric grid has plenty of power over the coming years and won't see blackouts from these new ventures. The overall electricity price increase has angered politicians, including Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker. Record-setting travel numbers are anticipated this Thanksgiving season. Molly Hart is the spokesperson for the AAA in Chicago. She says more than 4 million Illinoisans are expected to travel 50 miles or more this year for the holiday.
We are expecting to break records across the board, and that means people who are getting in their cars, getting on a plane, or other modes of transportation such as buses, trains, and then cruises.
Hart says cars will remain the main mode of travel for Illinoisans, with more than 3.6 million hitting the road. And, just in time, she says the national average for a gallon of gas could dip below $3 for the first time since 2021. The Chicago Bears' losing streak has grown to 5 games, and they have little prep time to try to prevent a 6th straight loss. They visit the first-place Lions in Detroit on Thanksgiving. Wide receiver DJ Moore admits the losing streak has taken a toll on the players. But he says the team needs to keep things in perspective and zero in on what is working, like a rejuvenated offense under new play caller Thomas Brown.
They could be frustrated, but you know, you still got to play the next week, and it's any given Sunday. And our Sundays lately have been in the favor of the other team, which we need to turn that around on this short week. So that's all I'm looking forward to.
The Bears will be up against a team in a nearly opposite situation on Thursday. The Lions are in the midst of a 9-game winning streak. Kickoff is at 11:30. Some more things you should know today. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson announced yesterday that he will restore proposed cuts to the Chicago Police Department's 2025 budget. These cuts would have reduced the number of staff assigned to oversee reforms as part of a federal consent decree to reform the department. The mayor said the 162 positions will now be restored in his proposed budget. An outbreak of whooping cough at Lane Tech is part of a nationwide uptick in cases. The Sun-Times reports 5 students at the Northside High School have been diagnosed this year. The cases come as rates of whooping cough diagnoses are returning to pre-pandemic levels. Chicago has seen about 2.3 times more cases since the start of 2024, compared to this time last year. Today's weather, it will be sunny this morning and become cloudy later in the day, with the high reaching 40 degrees. Tomorrow, we're expecting overcast skies and for temperatures to reach the mid-40s. That's it for The Rundown. If you like the show, then please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigade. Thanks for listening.